Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Monday, April 19th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 11 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 29 bills. The most notable of those are several bills in the wake of the winter storm in February, like House Bill 14 by Representative Craig Goldman, a Republican from Fort Worth, which would create the Texas Electricity Supply Chain Security and Mapping Committee. This is a legislative priority of Speaker Dade Phelan's, announced in March, and the intent is to improve coordination during disasters. Another bill by State Representative Chris Patti, a Republican from Marshall, House Bill 1520, would provide for the securitization financing as a way to enable certain gas utilities to recover some of the extraordinary costs associated with the February storms. Opponents of this and similar bills believe the bonds could be costly, with that cost being shifted to taxpayers. Another bill related to the storms, House Bill 3648 by State Representative Charlie Guerin, a Republican from Fort Worth, would require that the Public Utilities Commission and Railroad Commission work together and adopt rules to designate certain gas entities and facilities as critical during an emergency in an attempt to make sure that they receive the appropriate prioritized support. Switching gears here, State Representative Phil King, a Republican from Weatherford, has a bill that would ensure that tax dollars are not being used to promote an agenda that hurts the state's energy sector and economy by prohibiting investments by certain state entities and companies that boycott certain energy companies. This bill is House Bill 2189. Another bill on the House floor today is House Bill 129 by State Representative Mary Gonzalez, a Democrat from El Paso. This bill would provide for what she is calling digital citizenship instruction in public schools. This would take place at the sixth grade level and provide curriculum on media literacy and credible sources of information, digital ethics, and identification of rhetoric that incites violence, and the prevention of cyberbullying. Opponents of this bill express issue with how and who gets to determine what is considered credible, as well as what rhetoric is considered insightful. Another bill on the floor today is that a bill, House Bill 2374 by State Representative Scott Sanford, a Republican from McKinney. This bill would require efficiency audits for the Department of Family and Protective Services. Lastly, State Representative Rafael Enchia, Democrat from Dallas, held a press conference today at the Capitol where he discussed removing Confederate monuments on the Capitol complex grounds. He has a bill, House Bill 1186, being heard in the House Culture, Recreation, and Tourism Committee today. His bill calls for the removal of things like the cannons on the south grounds of the Capitol, the Confederate Soldiers Monument, various portraits around the Capitol complex and Capitol building, and also attempts to rename the John H. Reagan building to that of the Jackson Weber building on the Capitol complex grounds. The overall Senate convened at 8 a.m. this morning and took up several bills on their local and uncontested calendar. With the exception of a few, almost all of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's legislative priorities have been passed out of the Senate. On the Senate intent calendar this week is a growing list of bills to consider. Notably, there are a few sunset bills, such as bills continuing the functions of the Department of Agriculture or the Credit Union Commission. Another bill, Senate Bill 1699 by State Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola, is also on the intent calendar. This bill extends the protections given to universities and colleges in the passage of Senate Bill 18 last session, what has been dubbed as the free speech bill, to that of student organizations. With the passage of constitutional carry in the House last week, it still remains unclear as to its prospects in the Senate. Over the weekend, it broke that State Senator Kel Seliger, a Republican from Amarillo, expressed some concerns as his staff was reviewing the proposed legislation. Given the partisan calculus in the Senate, it is possible the votes might not be there in support of the bill if it ever reached the Senate floor. Time will tell. Thus far, none of the gender modification bills we spoke about last week have been calendared in either chamber for full deliberation. Today is day 98 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there are just 42 days left. The House will take up and consider their version of the state budget in Senate Bill 1 on Thursday, April 22nd. Historically, this debate takes several hours, and in preparation for such an event, the normally scheduled committee meetings in the House for Thursday have been scheduled on other days this week. That's it for today's update. Join us again tomorrow for another. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @opinionatedk. See you tomorrow. Take care.